Hey, good morning. I'd like to just go back to Bliss Simin Simin Beis. So when we're talking about fruits and vegetables, so we had a few halachas there that if it's the derech to eat the fruit or it's not the derech to eat the fruit and those dinim. So it's really, it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Sim Reish Beis Sif Yud Beis, and it's in Reish Hei Sif Aleph. Reish Beis is talking about fruits, Reish Hei is talking about vegetables. And the sugyas and brachas, the Olam Chesem Beis. And what seems to come out from over there is that if you have fruits or vegetables which are good to be eaten, raw and cooked, so then you make their bracha, whether it's before you cooked it, whether it's after you cooked it. That's number one. Number two, if it's good to be eaten when they're raw, and after I cook it, it changes the greusa, it gets worse. So then, even though it's tasty when it's raw, So then when it's raw, it's a shakel. When it's cooked, that's when it has its bracha roya, the bracha that's fitting for it. And the third rule that comes out is that if it's good to be eaten only after it's cooked, when it's cooked, right? So then the third rule is that if it's good to be eaten when it's raw and after...
No, cooked.
Right. No, I'm sorry, okay. Second rule was, if it's good to be eaten when it's raw and after cooked, it's the shtanel greusa, it gets worse. So then when it's, then after it's cooked, you make a shakel, right? But if it's good to be eaten dafke after it's cooked, so then when it's raw, it's shakel, and after it's cooked, then it gets its bracha haruya. Now, there's a question in the place. Give me an interesting question. We're talking about cooked or raw. What about if you have certain vegetables where the gilus is to eat it in a mixture, or with bread, or with other foods? I mean, certain vegetables which you don't eat it by itself, but you eat it raw, but not by itself. Similarly, certain vegetables, the derech is to put certain spices on it. Again, it's not eaten by itself, but it's... it's usually eaten with spices. So that's a needin over there in Reish Beis, if the Zayin, where talks about it. Now, what makes a pre kavu if this is the derech of it or not? So it seems that the kavias of the pre is based on roiv people that eat it. If roiv people eat it after bishul or through whatever what's kaveh the kaveh of a prior yarek? Is it, let's ask a question, is it the way most people eat it, or is the metzias that this is something which is good to be eaten when it's raw? This is something which is good to be eaten when it's better to be eaten when it's cooked. Or no, we go basa the derech of people. What's the derech of right people? I mean, if you have something which is tastes good raw, that's where nafkin will come. Not just you have something which tastes good raw, and there are some people that eat it raw, but it's not the derech to eat it raw. And when they plant it, they also don't plant it with das to be eaten raw. So what was the status of that? Do we say but l'daite over here in these halachas or not? So the nishmas adam in Klal Nun Aleph, Ois Aleph, brings these two tzedadim down, and he wants to say that it's Machlekes, Tor and Rambam. And if we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Reish Hei, he brings the Lashon of the Tor, which is Mashmah, that's totally in the Metzias of the fruit. This is a type of fruit which is good raw, this is a type of fruit which is good cooked. And Sim Reish Beis, he brings the Lashon of the Rambam that's totally in the Derech. So that's the Nishmas Adam is points this out. From the Magen Avraham, it's Mashma that the Mechaber Davka picked the Lashon of the Tor. And from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's Mashma that that's also told in Derech. So Halacha Lemaisa, let's talk about Halacha Lemaisa. Halacha Lemaisa, many Achrenim, Dali Rab, Derech Chaim, the Shulchanach Rav, the Vosh, Taz, seem to learn that's totally in the Derech, and that's where the Mishnah Berurah paskins. That's totally in Derech. So it comes out that even if I have a fruit or a vegetable, which tastes good while it's raw, and it tastes good while it's raw, and even not Aydeh Chak. But if the Derech of people is to eat this when it's cooked, if you eat it when it's raw, it's Shahakok, because it's not Choshev enough to be considered pre. And the Chayra Derech is also totally in that place. That's where it's Avur in the Chayodah. And the Bi'alacha quotes Chayodim and Reish Hei, the Remach Tachoshetayim, the Sharetzin, Reis Gimel. Therefore, if you have peanuts or certain types of seeds, the black seeds, or Esroigim, or Esrik, where the Derech is to eat it after it's roasted, or Esroigim after it's cooked. So then if you eat it raw, so then the bracha will be shackled. Now, I'm not saying in halacha l'maaseh by peanuts, because I think if you go to the store, you'll see that they sell both. They sell peanuts which are roasted and peanuts which are raw. So you have to find out, but I assume if they're selling it, that means there's a market for each one. But if you would have something like that, that the derech is that people eat, I don't know about the sunflower seeds, they sell also. Yeah, you can buy them plain without being roasted. The ones you buy that were roasted. So you have to know what the derech is, but it could be certain things. The esrig, people don't eat raw. Those that eat esrig make it into jelly, or they cook it, or they do something to it. So when you eat raw, it would be shackled. Now, let's say I made a bracha on these fruits, bari pri ha'adama. I did not make a shackle. So then the Shari Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah, and Simrei Shvav, his Gimel brings them Shein the Panim Iris, the Yoitza. Because the Maisa is a Pri Adama. And if I'm a Supik also, Shari Tshuva brings up, if I'm a Supik, if the Derech is to eat raw or cooked, you make a Bari Pri Adama. Make a Bari Pri Adama.
If it's a premature fruit, then even if it's cooked,
premature. Right, that would not do, because if it's earlier than the share that's given, and even if you saw you put sugar or honey or you cook it, it's not. It's a chazar mitzadeh. Right. Now, sometimes you have certain vegetables. Let's say, I'll give you an example, but it may not be, it could be times changed. Let's say a radish, which at one point, the Iker planting of a radish, the Chacham Sadeh, when he talks about a radish, was a type of vegetable which people did not eat by itself. But they used it to spice, like a tavlin, to give taste to other things. Or it was eaten as a tuffel. It was never eaten as a meichel by itself. So, how do we give it a din? So it's mashma in the Shari Tshuva and the Mishnah Zadim. It's a din like piercing and rakais, which is not the derech to eat it without bishel. Therefore, when you eat it plain, it will be a shakal. However, the Sharetzion seems to bring down other achrenim, the Chok Yaakov, the Graz, and Hilchos Pesach, which before that they did not hold like this svara. And when they told me Amar over there, because otherwise Amar you should have to make a shakal. And therefore the Sharetzion comes out that it's better to make a brach. It's better to make on garlic and onions a shakal. Since the Magen Avraham doesn't hold it at Chok Yaakov, and since with shakal you'll be able to be there, it's better to make shakal. That's where Moshe Chelik Al Sima Samachdal also writes about onions. You should make shakal. The question is, what about by Mar? Why we make Adam over there? That's the question. But akabarim, but when you get onions, that's what they write. Now onions, when they're cooked or they're pickled, so then so Chab said, yeah, it's right, huh? Okay, we'll continue with this. But again, could be onions changed. I'm not sure if they changed or not. Because people eat them plain. But mitzat sheni, even if people eat it plain, they only eat it plain with in a salad. So right, most people don't just bite into an onion.
What if you did a mishaka?
Huh?
It would be shaka.
Yeah, what? So that's what these person was saying. There would be shaka. Okay, we'll continue. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Let's say I cooked the onion or I fried the onion. Then what's the deal?